Blog Talk Radio.
Myself together. Give me one more second. Just one more second. Listen to these tunes while I get myself together. 1 second. get it up a little bit. Like Freezy with his beats blazing. Alright, hold on. Give me a second. I'm trying to get this shit back up. Not trying to move for me, though. There we go. Come on, man. There it is. There it is. Perfect. Alright, with Blue Nation, what's going on, man? Sorry for that. Sorry for the wait. You know? But, this is the Shakedown AM. Wake your ass up, man. You know what I'm saying? And in this episode, we're going to chop it up about the defensive ranking position groups in the NFC East. And where do we match up? Where do we line up with the rest of our peers in the division? We also going to chop it up on some WWE, some wrestling. You know, we're going to talk about that as well. We're going to talk about the bloodline, storyline, and all that. We're going to get into all these things, man. What's going on, LRP?
What's going on, Big Blue Nation? What up, Shakes Montana? How you doing this morning? Wake your ass up. And we did. Yes, we did.
Thanks to my boy. Last time I had his back, today he got mine, pause. We in there. Teamwork.
You know what I mean? Raw deep, you know what I'm saying? It's the P. E double pushing Lex Bubble in the winner. And the man had it.
That's a fact. Alright. We out here this morning. What you got for the people then before we get into the topics that we plan to talk about?
I'm
trying to get my shit together over here.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Look, how's everybody's night, man? What was going on? What did you do? How much fun did you have yesterday? You know what I'm saying? But the brothers and the Shakedown, I know you pulled up the drink. I know you had a good time. And we're right back over here in the morning, like we on the Vegas Strip right here looking for a place to eat some breakfast. You know what I'm saying? Like, what we going to eat at now? Party's still going. That's all I'm going to say about it, because shouts out to the people who got the days off. And I definitely laid it down this man. Look, I was like, all this work that I'm doing, I said, I need my days. I ain't had my 3 days in a minute, so I definitely took advantage. And I'm taking advantage. And by that, spent a half of the time talking to the people. And we also got a new Darknesses was coming. He was waiting for a Shakes. Darknesses was waiting for us. Charlie, was you waiting all night, like with the black sunshades on, you know what I mean? Looking cool as hell, but with the Weekend at Bernie's smirk waiting on us?
I was. Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How's it
hey,
still
look.
Dark in
the morning? Hey, look. Couple of things. A wink and a prayer is a song, okay? It was a song that was back in the World War II time. The reason why it was a wink and a prayer when flyers, you know, guys who would take off on planes and go on bombing missions, they'd always kind of like give a wink before they left, but everybody else was praying they were going to come back. So that was the song, Wink and a Prayer. And I think it's very appropriate to the Winks defense. It's a wink and a prayer.
You are so wild. That is
crazy. Nothing comes up.
It's a wink and a prayer. Like, we're going to blitz everywhere. We better pray that the secondary can hold up. That's basically
literally
it, right?
Parallel versus men going off to war and dying to the New York Giants defense.
Yeah,
they leave
yeah.
the sideline, they give Wink a wink and a prayer. That is
exactly
wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
In about Dark Cloud, McCloud, there was also a song called Dark Star by Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. So it was kinda got that from, you know, Dark Cloud, McCloud, you know, you go into his area and it's so dark you never get out of it, you know, whatever. But but anyway, that was the song. Weekend of Prayer.
Stop self-reflecting, Charlie. Look, there is definitely not a wink in the prayer. This defense is going to be... All right, let me back up. Who on the defense are you a fan of? Let me start there.
The defense fan of Leo. I like Leo. The cat, I like him. O'Carrot Cake, I don't know. We got to see what's going to shake down with him. O'Carrot Cake might be gambling on shit, and he might be gone for the year. Wouldn't that be a big surprise? Wouldn't that be something, guys?
No,
hey,
no.
There's a bunch of players they got to be naming here very shortly. He could be on the list. He was with the Colts last year.
Well, all right, so Leo... Who else?
McKinney. I like McKinney. That's about it. Really?
Whoa.
I mean,
is he
no,
like
I
11
mean,
dudes, man?
I mean, Tibbs, I am not sold on him yet. I don't think Wink's going to use him right anyway. Aziz, I like him, but he can't stay on the field. Dex, I think, is totally overrated, overpaid. But I like him. He's a good player, but I just think he's a great player. Secondary, who else is? Jackson can't catch a cold. If you threw the ball right at him, he drops it. I don't like our secondary because they can't catch the ball. They're not ball hawks. I mean, all of them has done nothing in the far as interception in their careers in college and what they've done in the pros so far. So, to me, it's like, Wink, you better get to the quarterback or you better get some interceptions. And last year we didn't do either very well. I mean, we got to the quarterback 41 times. I suppose that's in the middle of the pack-ish, maybe a little better. I don't know. But we definitely didn't get many interceptions. I know we dropped a bunch of interceptions. So I don't know. I'm looking at Wink's defense. I think it's going to take a step back. I know. They should be better in stopping the run. I should hope so after they picked up three or four guys to do it. They better be. But we were 5.1 yards per rush against our defense. So what are we going to do? We're going to all of a sudden go from that to 3.9? I don't think so. We'd probably be 4.4, 4.3. Is that going to be really good enough? I don't know. So, and the other thing is, look, I hope you guys are learning line dancing because your quarterback, he's a line dancing guy. So I want to see
what does that mean?
Before you explain that, let me do something first. Real quick, if you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, go back and listen to that Shakedown Media Network. It was fire, man. I got my apology from E, the Chosen One from the Bronx. Go listen back to that one. Go listen back to Monday's episode, man. That was fire as well. We just been bringing it all week long. So go ahead, Shakedown Media Network. Check those out as well as right after this episode, I will be dropping the top 10 offensive tackles in the NFL. So stay tuned. Check that out as well. And we also have a blast from the past. Back with us today, the media man, Trey. What's going on, media man? And I got you, Charlie. I'll let you
hey, I appreciate it, Shakes.
Well,
I hear Charlie Cook.
Trey.
I'm there with y'all. I'm in 30s now, so you know you got to slow down. Can't be with all that, you know. All that energy and stuff.
You ain't
like
on hype no more. You ain't. you matured a little bit. So I'm in my 30s now. I ain't that hype. I'm still a little hype, but I ain't that hype.
I still am. But you know, but y'all took a break.
Power you. Yeah, a whole bunch of power
back.
You.
Yeah, y'all came back. Y'all coming back strong. So now with y'all doing this morning show, if y'all doing it permanently, then yeah, I'm gonna start calling in, and you know, because that's around the times I can. But yeah, I don't know what's the topic today. I just saw y'all talking about positions and stuff like that.
Well, right now we talking about Charlie and
we ain't getting to it yet.
And how he's sending off the Giants defense to get slaughtered, metaphorically speaking, football speaking.
Well, we got upgrades with Bobby O and Banks, and you know, it's just, the thing is, like, is the young secondary going to be ready? I don't know. I'm going to go back, because you're telling me, Shakes, you said fire on Monday. I didn't hear no shows this whole week. So I'm going to go back and listen. If you were E and, you know, you had debates and stuff, and I'll come back and I'll say my thoughts in the chat or whatever, or I'll DM you or something, because I think, I don't know if y'all did prediction of wins, but I'm between like 8 and 9, like 8 to 9 wins. I want to say 10, but I got to. I'm not a Dan Jones believer. I just got to be honest. I'm just not like I'm. He got to. To me, I don't even say mediocre. He's average, and he got to show me a little bit more. I don't hate him like Charlie, but I don't love him. So he's like, I'm just chilling. I'm watching him with the side eye still. But this defense should be better. I mean, got better players. I mean, how can it be worse? You know,
playing better.
I know what Charlie. No, I know. You know, better quarterbacks, better teams, and stuff like that. But you know, we had Faye Monroe. We had dudes off the street. We had no cap money last year. So, I mean, Bobby O and Beavers or whoever can step up. If Beavers is not ready with the, you know, with the ACL, you know, hopefully.
Bobby O might be suspended for a year, Trey, for gambling.
Yeah, with the Colts. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, but I don't think he was one of them. You don't think he was one of them? I was going to listen, and I was like, nah, let me just talk to y'all, man. Because how long y'all going, an hour and a half?
Yeah,
I talk about stuff like that. Oh, yeah.
Right,
so is it always just
you
in LRP in the morning?
Or yes, y'all switch it is, up sir. The host? The Shakedown AM breath for our morning show is, you know, definitely back in, you know what I mean? And we are doing this week, you know, 2 days, Tuesdays and Thursdays, not every morning. Tuesdays and Thursday morning.
I already know when that regular season starts, y'all probably go every day and shit.
No,
I mean, what I meant is YouTube, like combination with the YouTube and blog. So it's gonna be like every day. That's
Monday.
Yeah, we are on
Mondays. We are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We are on YouTube. Friday start kicks it off with Spaces. And then it translates over to an hour show on YouTube. So, yeah, we out here, man. Check us out.
We
got all kinds. Shakedown Media Network.
Still out here every day. Still out here every day.
Go ahead and promote the show.
Okay.
Let people know we here. If they busy with, if you're at the gym, come check us out. Join us. The number to call in is 515-605-9755. We got Charlie. We got Trick or Trey. You know what I mean? Media Man. Join us, Keith on the truck, Kashawn, where y'all at, you know what I mean, roll call, we back in effect, and we still ain't moved nowhere, because we on Charlie's bus right now, as you can see, all stuck in mud, all arguing over the tire band, but in actuality, we arguing about this defense right now, because Charlie's just saying some wild shit. Welcome, Trey.
He just don't like the quarterback, so he let the quarterback cloud the whole judgment of the whole team, that's all it is, you know.
Hey, look. Were you guys proud of that video of Daniel Jones, Mr. Franchise, Mr. Face of our franchise, the Giants? There he is, Mr. Drunken Fool, singing and line dancing, country concert. Did you see any of his wide receivers with him? Did you see any of his offensive linemen with him? Hell no. They said, see you later, Daniel. You have fun there, you know? And the guy who took the video, that's his supporter, fucking drunk out of his mind, my quarterback. You know, there you go.
Wow.
You know?
The man that can't even enjoy himself a night on his
town. You think anybody's getting Daniel Jones haircuts except for, like, swamp water, you know, North Carolina's high school or something? You know, I mean, this guy is so fucking pathetic. No wonder he's not that accurate. He has no rhythm. I mean, my God, It's just like it's pathetic.
Would it been different, Charlie? Let me ask you. Would it been different if it was a "Come As You Are" Nirvana sing along? Would it been different? Would your reaction been different if it was a "Come As You Are" Nirvana sing along?
Hey, look. All I know is I know music, and I know this guy because I did thousands of weddings. It seems like a thousand anyway. And I know that guy. That guy's in the corner. And then he drinks four or five beers or whatever, and then he gets up and he ruins the whole night with karaoke because he can't sing and he's obnoxious. And every woman in the place stays 100 miles away from the guy. I've seen this guy, and he's singing to "Low Places" by Garth Brooks and "Copperline" by Earl.
Paul Brady had to get carried out by two people and looking dazed and confused like he just left Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I don't care about Brady. I'm caring about the face of our franchise. And look, I'm sorry, but this guy is a bad – he's not only bad on the field, he's bad off the field. You want to party with this guy? Do you think you'd want to party with this guy? I wouldn't want to party with this guy. This guy is he's Goober, man. He's Gomer Pyle. He's Jethro from the Hillbillies. I mean, and he's not even good. Now he's got we can compete with anybody. Oh, yeah, Jones. We're going to find out if you can compete with Eagles.
It is
Dallas,
in your body,
right?
Charlie. And it is all, look, you are wild. You're absolutely wild.
Charlie,
the boy absolutely got better. Everything that you are standing on has not been in fruition.
He went from 11 touchdowns
you know
to
what
12
I love?
To 15. That's really good.
What?
Listen. The Shakedown show, okay, in the morning. Then he's going to do a 3-4-hour space. Then he's going to get on BBK. He got more energy than all three of us times. Like, I don't know how you're doing. You're 74, right? You're 74, 75 years old.
Yeah.
I swear, Charlie.
All over.
The length
be all over.
I believe. I mean, come on, man. Until Daniel Jones is gone, this franchise is gone. We're all gonna see this year. It's all gonna play out, and there's gonna be no excuses. I don't want any excuses.
Let me ask you this, Charlie. Was there any point that you was like, he did good? Even the Vikings playoff point, was there any, like, one game you was like, okay, he did good this game? Did you ever
fuck that in Minnesota, and you are tripping.
He did in Minnesota was run the damn ball. You want to make him a running back?
He's never
going to
say one game he did good.
Make him a running back.
I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm being serious. Like, there was not one game you was like, okay, he did good. All right.
No, no.
The kid can't throw,
Charlie. No point talking about Darren Jones with Charlie.
The kid can't throw, Charlie. I don't care what you say. I mean, are you?
Oh, yeah.
You're looking at it in a combination of things. And compartmentally, he's individually gotten, in different categories, gotten better. And he always was dope as shit on third down. You can say what you want. But that's all personal feelings, and you know it, because when it comes to the actual factuals, the third down conversion rate has been higher.
Hold on, Charlie, you call in every day. I call in once every 10 years. Let me ask you.
Great. Welcome back, bro. Yeah. But this is how we do, when brother finishing his point, we're going to let it finish now.
All right, hold on.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm done. Go ahead. I hope you heard that.
No, I was going to say, LRP, did you always believe in Daniel Jones? Like, were you always just, I can't remember.
I wasn't.
All right. Shakes came around, because I know Shakes was down on him like crazy the first 3 years. I remember that.
I'm still not a fan, but,
Man, look,
I keep saying, my eyebrows is raised up. I'm just watching.
Hold on for a second. We've already been through this, everybody know the transition, everybody know the maturation, and it was, all the way, nobody had nothing to say for the 3 years, all right? So everybody know that. You had nothing to say because what you saw was terrible. But I'm not going to sit here and continue to say what I saw last year was terrible. I'm not going to keep doing that just because for the sake of just saying it.
I'm not going
Avery
to do
probably
that.
Know he was better now. Was he good enough? That's a debate, but he was better than the first year.
No, he wasn't, because we already know Charlie's stance, so I'm not arguing the stance.
Yeah,
I'm just saying this is my stance.
That's what I'm trying to ask LRP.
And I think that's the logical stance. It's just a logical
I just wanted to ask about before the tag and all that. Do you think that he's just going to play on the tag, or you guys think he's going to get the long-term deal by the deadline?
Long-term.
No, he's getting a deal, bro. Going to
I mean, that I've been all the way out the loop. You know how many times we've talked about all these subjects, bro?
Yeah, you for real. You really on.
I be worried, yo.
This shit at nausea, my G. But,
I've been loyal because
I see you've been out the loop. Yeah, you've been out the loop, man. Welcome back, bro.
For real.
I'm back. Hey, what happened? What happened?
And see no man and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. What year is it? You know what I'm saying? So listen, this is what we're gonna do for this episode, man. Just like a couple weeks ago, we did the position rankings for the offense on the NFC East side of the things. So just to give y'all an example, right, to let y'all know what exactly am I talking about here. In the offense, we did running backs. We said running backs, for example, right? We said running backs. Who has the best? Rank them, you know what I mean, 1 to 4, you know. So if running backs, I think I had the Giants at number one, Washington at number two, Dallas at three, Philly at four, some shit like that, whatever. But y'all get the point, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We're off the offense. We did that shit a couple weeks ago. Definitely go check that out on the YouTube platform as well.
Yeah, check that out.
And we're on to the defense now. So,
all right.
Ranking,
good.
Defense, positional rank. And we're going to start off with pass rushes. That's right. Off the rip. Juicy. You know what I'm saying? Like motherfucking steak. A good steak. All right. So, pass rushes, rank them. And I'm going to start off with my boy. No. We did this last time, and we're going to do it again. Darkness is, Charlie, you will start it off. Rank the pass rushes in the division.
All right. I got to go with, it's a toss between Philly and Dallas. I'm going to go with Dallas, then Philly, then let's see, Washington. Let me see who they have. If Chase Young can come back, I'll put Giants and Washington.
Okay, so you had Dallas, Philly, Giants, Washington.
Yep.
All right. Media man, Trey, what you got?
Damn. I'm trying to think. The Eagles got – I'm probably going to have to go Dallas because it's hard. Yeah, I'll go Dallas, Philly, and then, yeah, Giants got to be three because Chase Young, Salmon Bone. So, yeah, the Giants and then Washington four. Yeah. Yeah, because Montez Sweat and who else? I don't know who else they got. Really over
it. Was it Chase Young? That's it. I mean, if he can stay out.
He can't.
They got. Don't they have Smart or Smoots or somebody like that?
Sweat. That's what you're saying,
Montez. Yeah, they got Montez Sweat, but Chase Young coming off the ACL, and I don't know what he's gonna do. You know, I take the Giants over that all day.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, because both of y'all had Dallas at number one. Why? Because of Parsons and Lawrence?
Yep. That's my
Yeah, and then they got good backups.
They got Fowler and
Colston,
too, bro.
Yeah, man, they got Sam Williams. They got we're going to see week one, six. Whoever he's better.
God damn.
Go ahead.
All right. All right. LRP. What's your order?
I'm gonna cut you off, but I wish you added the deep. If you would have let me, if you would have said the whole defensive line, then I would put Giants one. But it's, I know you're gonna do defensive tackles later, so yeah.
Yeah, it's next. It's next. But go ahead, LOP.
Yeah, my order is the same too, man. I'm glad them brothers went first, cause I just go ahead and piggyback what they said, cause I don't disagree. Dallas, Philly, Giants, Commanders.
Thanks for following my lead.
Hey, Charlie, you ain't all the way crazy, man. Yeah. It's just you. Crazy. Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
I want to put the Giants one, but that'll be on some bullshit. That'll be on some, like, you tripping.
that's your personal
So, like, why,
you know what
why
I'm saying? I ain't got to look at that TV, Caroline.
Yeah.
Why we can't be over Philly? What Philly got over us?
Hassan Riddick. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got it. Nah, if you tell me you're right. Gonna give me 10+ sacks, then yeah, but you know, we going by right today. We ain't going by what I hope, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They got Barnett.
No, man, they got so many dudes over there, so. Didn't they have like 70 sacks last year? Didn't they have like crazy amount of sacks?
It's
crazy. Oh, I can't stand them, but they good.
We had 70 sacks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. I agree with y'all on the order, though, man. I don't see nothing wrong. All right.
Listen, now I'm bumping grind. Pause.
You're gone, T5. All right, so...
Yeah, you weren't supposed to finish that line.
Right.
That was the that part.
Uh-huh. So, next position here, as my boy alluded to, is the defensive tackles / defensive linemen. That's what I bunched them up as. So, rank the defensive linemen in the NFC East. Start with Media Man Trey on this. Go ahead with Trey. I'm gonna start with Trey.
I'm gonna go Giants one, because you know Dexter Lawrence, Leonard Williams, and A'shaun Robinson, and Nacho, and I mean, I'm going that one. I'm gonna go. It's hard because Philly lost Hargraves. I think I said Javon Hargraves, but they got you know Jalen Carter. But I'm probably gonna go. I don't know who's behind DeJuan Payne and Allen. So I'm gonna go Philly, then Washington, then Dallas, even though they got Mozzie Smith and Osa, a double O little brother. They're still not, you know, they're still fourth. So that's my order. I'm gonna go, Giants, Philly, Giants, Washington, then Philly. Because Philly got them young boys, you know. And Fletcher Cox is old, so I'm gonna do that and out last.
Gotcha. Okay. LRP, what you got?
I'm going to go. Yeah, man, this is with DTs, bro, because. I like his double O brother. Double O brother is a problem. Double O brother is definitely a problem. But I'm looking, you know, Jordan Davis and Fletcher Cox. Right.
They got Carter. Remember they got Carter.
Jalen Carter. Mm-hmm. And then you got Jonathan Allen and Darren Payne is a problem.
Pretty crazy.
You don't like the Giants, so, LRP? You don't like the number one Giants?
Nah, I'm just saying, I'm looking at the competition. I mean, of course, I'm confident in Big Dex, and I'm confident in A'shaun, the number one army, you know what I'm saying? And Nacho. And also,
and
you know.
And Williams, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, let's see. Man, that's a good one. But Eagles is based off of potential. Based off of potential. Dallas, the one that's formidable is Commanders. Commanders proved it, you know what I mean? So I put them first. I put us as second. Cowboys third. Oh, man, but that don't even sound right. How you going to put that kind of talent fourth?
But he was hurt last year.
You know what I'm
saying? That's what's hard about this one, Paul, is because each team has a strong defensive line unit that you like, ooh, 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 how can they be last? Or how can they be first? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so, yeah, go ahead, though. Get your list.
No,
I think you said Washington first.
Yeah, I'm going Washington first. Jonathan Allen and Payne and, you know, Mathis, those boys, they're proven and they are formidable. So I'm going Commanders first. Then I am going to go us with Leo, Dex, A'shaun, and Nacho. I think that is solid. And Cowboys as well because I'm putting Cowboys last. I'm going to move Eagles up and move Cowboys last.
Yeah. All right. Bring it on, darknesses.
this is really easy. I'm going with this.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, it's not going to take me an hour and a half to figure this one out, LRP. But it's Philly, Washington, Giants, Dallas.
Oh, you went Philly first, huh?
Yeah.
Please explain why you got Philly. Go ahead.
Because they got Davis, they got Cox, they got Carter that they just brought in. He's going to be a beast. And they got somebody else. I don't know who else they have, but I think they got a lot of depth there. Washington, all I know is Payne and Allen. I don't know who's behind them, but I'm sure they got one guy that's pretty good rotation guy. The Giants, I'm not sold on Dex. I think he had above average year. I don't know if he can do it again. I think he might be a one-year wonder, but definitely they're in the third place. And then Dallas, they got that guy, Mitzi, but he seems like he'll be able to stop the run. But other than him, you got old Jelazzi there, his brother. But so I got to put them last on the tackle list.
Alrighty.
I think Philly's just a lot of depth, a lot of depth.
That's crazy. All right, so for me, I'm going Giants number one. I just think that combination of Big Cat and Big Dex is just probably the tops in the league. You know, it's just, that's a wall. That's a motherfucking wall, man. All right. But then when I say that's a wall, it just that the people behind them, like Ellis and shit, was getting fucking thrown around. But, that's not the case this year with A'shaun Robinson and Nachos and all that. So, yeah, I'm going them number one, man. G-Man. But speaking of wall, I always considered them a wall. Just looking at them and seeing how they played. Both of them played on the goddamn Pro Bowl level in Allen and Payne. So I'm going the Commanders at number two. I'm going Philly at three. Even though they're young, that's a strong motherfucking unit, man. And they got a veteran in that unit that can teach these young pups some shit. So that's strong, man. The whole division got a strong ass defensive lineman unit. But Dallas will be my last. They good too. But I just think that them other three defensive lines is just monstrous. You know what I'm saying? Other three might be A's and A-pluses, and the Dallas one might be like A-minus or B-plus, right? So that's where I got them, and
hey,
we can move on.
I got a question for you. Jake, I got a quick question for you.
Yep.
How was our offensive line gonna stack up.
I was just thinking that.
Philly's D, Washington's D, Dallas's D.
You know what I
said
to myself, Charlie, in my head just now? I was like, we're going to
see. They're going to be going troubles. They're going to be going troubles.
John Michael Smith about to get that work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then you got to think about the AFC East deadlines is crazy. Yeah. And then the NFC West. You know what I'm saying? They have some formidable lines. You know what I mean? So, They're going to get some work. You know what I'm saying?
Left guard, right guard is going to be vital.
They're
going
to get some work, brother.
Right tackle.
They're going to get
the right tackle.
That's why I asked yesterday's episode with Bobby Johnson question. I was like, yo, is that enough? Is it enough?
Surprisingly,
coaching and all that. You know what I'm saying? Is it enough? We need the players, baby. Right.
I believe it is, because I'm not too concerned about Evan Engram Evan Neal. To answer Trey's question. I'm not concerned about right tackle. I'm not concerned about left tackle. Concern is left guard, center, and I'm not super on the fence with center. I'm leaning more towards the positive. Versus him not working out, I believe everybody, you know, this kid is as advertised as what I'm hearing. But
you
right guard, left guard,
like
gives me balls.
Hey, LRP, cut the music down just a tad so we can hear you better. But, yeah. We heard you.
My man was in college for like 12 years, man. He better be ready, dog. He ain't no young dude.
We're going to know right away the first game if Neal can cut it, because he's going up against Parsons or Lawrence, and we're going to know right away if this guy has progressed to a point where he can hold his own or he can't. We're going to know first game.
Absolutely.
I think they did their job. I think Brandon and Joe and Brian did their job. I think that, you know, and they're not finished. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't want to make excuses for Neal, but he's playing the hardest division. I'm talking about defenses, like back-to-back-to-back. So it's like, he's going against the best, so.
Crazy.
I'm not
it's crazy, man.
Bad, but it's like, it's like, you got to be a top 10 right tackle to look at least decent out here, you know, against these dudes and shit.
And trial by fire, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Moving on to the next position here. Which is linebacker. My favorite. All right. I think we start off with the media man. Trey, we're going to start off with LRP on this one. What you got on the linebackers? Rank them.
Linebackers. One of our favorite positions on the shakedown. You know what I mean? I even got a shirt back in the day. Say linebackers matter. And yes, indeed they do.
Yes,
so,
sir.
In saying that, I'm going to go with the Giants. I'm looking at their life in the linebacker rooms and across the board. Let me go back here. I'm going, this might be interesting. Let's see how they got this divided up, making sure. Because are we doing inside? Are we just naming linebackers? Or inside, outside? Are we breaking it down like that? Some of them are
different. Yeah, linebackers. You know what I mean? Because they already did the pass rushes, so we already did edge rushes. So, you know what I mean? Linebackers.
All right. Cool.
Linebacker coordinate.
So I'm going to go New York Giants here. Absolutely. You laughing, Charlie? Go ahead. He's about to be hysterical. He's about to be giggling like a mug. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to go Giants. And number one, I'm going to put Eagles number two. Putting Cowboys. No, I'm putting Commanders number three. And then, nah, I'm gonna put Cowboys 3, Commanders at 4. So Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, Commanders.
Darkness is.
I think this is probably like the weakest position for all the teams.
Yes, y'all. I'm going through it in my head. Like, what the fuck? I don't like that shit neither. I don't like that group neither. That group sucks too. Like, oh shit. Like,
yeah, they're not all that great, but I don't think O'Carrot Cake is gonna make that much of a difference. So I'm gonna go with Dallas, Philly. I'll throw the Giants in. I don't even know who the linebackers are in Washington, to tell you the truth. So I'll go Giants and then Washington.
All right. Yeah, because I'm racking my brain right now on this one, too. Media Man Trey.
Hold on. Real quick, Media Man Trey. Let me see. Hold on. I want to switch. I want to go Giants, Cowboys, Eagles, Commanders. I didn't see their life here with Jabril Cox, Damone Clark, Mekhi Pipes, Parsons, Overshown, Van Der Esch still in the mix.
Yeah.
So I didn't put that in their life. But Charlie, you tripping real quick. Jared, I'm just going to name these names and Trey, you go. Jared Davis, Bobby O.
Wow, Jared.
They got a mixed up down here. You know what I mean? They will say what you want, but they got Jalari as a linebacker here. So that's what I'm going to name him. Got them Jahad Ward.
The Russian.
You know what I mean? McFadden.
The rusher, too. No, you just got to look at, O'Carrot Cake, McFadden, Beavers, Coughlin, Cam Brown. Those are the linebackers.
Yep. Yep.
Jared Davis, too.
Yeah. And Jared Davis. Yep, and Jared Davis.
And the guy that picked up.
Basically, all the
linebackers. Well, bunched in that defensive lineman, Jones.
Timon Fox, he plays linebacker.
Yeah, but Fox is pass.
Yeah, but that's pass rusher. Edge rusher.
Got him as a linebacker.
Edge rusher.
Got him as a linebacker.
As we know, but that's an edge rusher. But go ahead.
Right, let me go real quick. I'm going to go. I want to put the Giants at one. But I don't know if Beavers is helping. So I'm let me go Cowboys, Giants, Washington, and then Philly. Yeah, that's my word right there.
Cowboys, Giants, Washington, Philly.
Yeah.
All right. I ain't mad at y'all. Everybody got different joints, though. That's a funny joint. All right, because I have different than y'all as well. I have Philly, Dallas, Giants, then Washington.
Let me ask you this real quick, Shakes, because you know you're the linebacker expert. Why the Giants at 3? Is it the Beavers injury? Or is it McFadden? Like, what make you just not like you look? They got to show you something, or you just got to see it, or you to be like that low?
Just,
you know what I'm saying?
Sold on everybody after Bobby O.
I got you.
I mean, like, everybody got their troubles. And I'm not questioning Bieber's talents, but I'm questioning his health. Questioning McFadden's development. And I'm questioning if Jared Davis is a legit linebacker in this league. You know what I mean?
If I got a guarantee Beavers will play all 17, I'll put them one, but I can't.
That's a fact.
There ain't
no
guarantee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. So, agreed, man. So, yeah, that's where I got them at, bro. So, we all got different ones on the linebacker. That linebacker one was pretty interesting because it's kind of weak.
Yeah, LRP's about 3 different ones.
Right. You know what I'm saying? He putting everybody in the
group.
He's putting everybody
look like
in that group. Oh, well, fuck that. Add him too. And shit. They said linebacker.
They put him in.
Yo,
I got
let me tell you something. I had the Giants one, and then when LRP read the whole Cowboys depth chart, I put them one. I didn't read. Oh, they got Overshaw. Right, let me put. They back us better. Let me put them one.
Yeah, man.
The whole,
man.
You
know? Yeah, yeah, man.
I didn't
watch
see that.
Up, yo, for real.
Yeah, man.
Overshaw is my son.
Yeah.
He's good from Texas. I remember him.
Definitely, yeah. Man. All right. So, that's for the linebackers. We're going to go on to the DBs now. We're going to start off with the cornerbacks. Rank them, Charlie.
This is be hard because there's top two, and I don't know which one. So I'm going to pick them.
Philly, Dallas, Giants, and then Washington.
Philly, Dallas, Giants, and Washington. Okay. All right. Media man, Trey, what you got?
Oh, man. I don't want to take forever like LRP, but it's hard because it's like basically it comes down to who do I think is better, Bradbury? Nah, I'm just messing with LRP. He's all good. But I was like, nah. I'm thinking who's better, Bradbury
or Gilmore.
He'd be
long-winded on these shits, though. He's like, let me.
Let me ask y'all a question, and this is an answer for me. If you can add one dude to the Giants for free, a penny, Gilmore or Bradbury right now, who would you add to the Giants?
I had to go with Gilmore
or Bradbury. Who would we add back? I mean,
yeah,
who?
No, I'm just saying you can add them right now. You can add to the Giants right
now
with no cap or nothing.
Right.
Add Gilmore or Bradbury. Because I got them equal tie. Whatever y'all pick, that's going to be my number one.
It is a hard one, pause, but you have to go over style more than anything. It's, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, like you said, overall talent is kind of neck and neck. But, you know what I'm saying? I think I would go with Gilmore. Rather than Bradbury.
That's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing about Bradbury. He get burnt. Gilmore more agile and athletic.
Yeah.
More speed.
All right, I'm going to do that. Because I was going to say Philly and Dallas tied, but yeah, I knew y'all wasn't going to rock with that. So I'm going to go right there. Thank you, Shake. I'm going to go Dallas, Philly, Giants, and then Washington, distant fourth, because they got a bunch of young dudes with Fuller, and I like the kid they drafted. I think Banks is going to be good. I just want to say this real quick. It's just I can't put them two. But by the end of the year, fellas, I think we can be a two or a one or whatever. You know, just Banks is, you know, rookie. You can't just put him up there. But I think he's going to be a good player for us, you know. So.
All right. All right. LRP. Right from corners.
I'm going to go Philly, Philly, Giants, Cowboys,
no, you were
Commanders.
First time.
Yeah, Philly, Giants,
that's
Cowboys,
bold. I like that shit.
Commanders.
Ooh-wee.
That's bold,
ooh-wee.
But I like to put us number two.
You think you're better?
Yeah.
Better than Dallas?
Big soft Ghana. LRP.
Oh, yeah, boy. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, my list goes going Philly, Dallas, Giants, Washington. Boom.
LRP love Banks way more than me. I like that.
Yes, sir. I praise you. You got that over Diggs and Gilmore? Like, that's okay. All right.
That boy from the crib. It's all right. It's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. It's going to be good.
Everything good. All right.
That's boy from the crib. Okay. Let's go.
Sounds good. All right, we on to the last position here. Last position. Safety. Safety. All right. Go ahead, rank them. Medium man, Trey. It's on you.
I'm going to go Giants because we got the best safety, and I'm hoping Belton or what's the kid we got? Owens, right? I like him. Yeah, I'm going to go Giants. I'm trying to think. Who's after that? I don't know. Giants, Dallas, Washington, and Philly. Yeah, that's my order. But I got to go Giants one. I guess it's Xavier McKinney. He's going to have a breakout year. He's going to get the bag, too, after this year. Because he knows the contract year and that fucked up hand. He know he got to get his money, though.
Oh, man. All right.
LRP. Charlie just sighed. Like, literally.
Anytime anyone took the Giants number one Giants, you guys. He'd be laughing.
You guys.
He was like, oh, so
how dare a Giants fan pick the fucking Giants number one? How dare them?
How dare you, man? Gotta be real. Gotta be real. Go ahead, LRP.
I'm going defense as well. Number one spot. And then I'm going
Giants. Yeah, I don't like that Eagles depth chart when I saw that shit. I was like, oh, no. They lost some safeties. They lost Garner Johnson and shit. I had to drop them.
Yeah, Giants, Dallas, Commanders, Eagles.
Who the Eagles got?
Since they lost Garner Johnson, it seemed like
they got like two young boys. I don't know their names. I'm not looking at it right now. I just got off of it. But it's like unknown. It's like two.
Terrell
Edmonds. It's like two Peanuts. Like basically, I'm like type of dudes like that, you know?
Avon Wallace, Justin Evans.
Yeah. It's like having two Beltons out there. Like, nah, dog, you fourth. Y'all improving.
Dude,
hey.
They got Reed Blankenship. You know what I mean? But I think he's more of a box guy.
Okay.
And they ain't got no Xavier McKinney. That's the problem. They ain't got no
They ain't got McKinney. We got McKinney, McCain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't like McKinney,
we got
Charlie, for real?
All right, hold on. Let's hear Charlie. Go ahead, Charlie.
Look, you got to have depth at safety. You can't just have one guy, McKinney, and you don't know if he's going to be driving a golf cart around and it could fall over on him. So we don't know who's behind them, right? So we don't have depth. Belton was on the bench, he got in the doghouse and he was injured, I guess. And then we're trying to take a cornerback and turn him into a safety. So it tells me that they're pretty scared about our safety position. So they're not number one, that's for damn sure. I would put Dallas at one. I'll put Philly at two. And the reason I'm putting Philly at two, even though they got young guys, they can rush the fucking passer. That will help them immensely. And when you can rush the passer and make him throw a bad ball, and hopefully their safety, I don't know them that well, so hopefully they can catch, and they can catch interceptions. Because I need a ball hawk in the safety position. We've got to have one guy who can intercept the damn ball. And I don't see us having that guy. The only guy is McKinney, then he's got one arm, one hand. So that's why I put, I go Dallas, Philly, Giants, then I'll put Washington in there at the end. But they got a little better safety position. But I'll put Giants at third.
Mm.
But it's about depth. If it was just about one guy,
So,
then I probably
Charlie, so you agree the Giants have better safeties than the Eagles. You just putting the Eagles higher because their pass rush is better? That's what you're saying, right?
Well, I think we have one better safety. I don't know about the other guys. I think McKinney is better, but I don't think anybody else is.
Got it.
So, for me, I'm going to go Dallas at number one. Then I'm going to go to Giants at number two. And I'm going to tell you, that's by default because Philly and Washington safeties are doo-doo, baby. Hey, doo-doo, baby. So I'm going to go Washington at three.
Cam Curl. I heard Cam Curl from Washington and the Philly. I don't even know them dudes. So that's it.
That's a fact.
Dallas Giants,
Washington, then Philly. That's my order. There we go. We have ranked the defense. Positional group. Yeah, we could do special teams. I thought about that, too, right when I said the last one was the safety. I was like, we could do special teams. If y'all want to do special teams, we can. Y'all want to do special teams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do that if you want.
All right, that's special teams. Last one is the special teams here. All right. So, special teams, rank them. We start with LRP, man. Leave it off, bro.
Special teams going to be... I'm going to go Cowboys, Eagles, Washington, Giants. Special team.
Cowboys, Eagles, Washington, Giants. Okay. All right. Darknesses, what you got?
Yeah, that's a hard one because we do have a really good field goal kicker. But after that, and you know, we got a good long snapper. But after that,
yeah,
you know, the
punter and all that shit.
Yeah, and punt returner we don't have, and gunners, and you know. That makes it hard to rank them high. I would go with I think Dallas has got a good punter and they also got a good field goal kicker and they got a great punt returner, kickoff return, that little guy they got from the USFL. So I got to put them first. I'm going to put Philly next. Then I'm going to put Washington next because they got a really good punt returner too. And then I'll put Giants last. The only reason I don't want to slight Gano because he's probably the best kicker in the conference, or at least in the division, but we got nothing else beside him. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're right about Gano. I was talking about, I thought, never mind, but I fucks with Gano. As far as kicker is concerned, he's number one. But special teams as a whole...
He's only a part of it, though. That's the problem. He ain't the only by himself, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me go. I'm next, right?
Yep. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, let me go. Because, y'all bought a Turpin. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, they number one, Dallas. I'm going to go Giants, too. Even though Gilman and our punter, and I feel like our return game is going to be better this year. Because no Richie James fumbling twice. And I don't think Gainwell's gonna be back there, so I'm gonna assume it's getting a little bit better at special teams. Punter's still trash. We got the best field goal kicker. I'm gonna go two. Then I'm gonna go Philly. Then I'll go Washington. So yeah, even though I still think I think a no in a better return game will make us number two. So I'm gonna get to go that order, Shakes.
No doubt. All right. And I'm going Dallas, Philly, Washington Giants. Same as Charlie.
Yeah. That shit is crazy, though, because that could be a difference between winning a playoff game or winning a division or something crazy. Like, I don't. That's the only thing to knock a Joe Shane a little bit off. Like, why you bring that punter back? You know he's trash. I was just thinking about that shit. Oh, man.
You know what I'm thinking, bro? Real quick. These motherfuckers got to be smart as hell. And some memorizing motherfuckers, because I just don't understand how you cannot get this route right or that route right or this play right or that play right, but you can remember everybody's goddamn handshake. I don't understand that. I just seen me watching Smith and Shep and Hyatt do a little complicated dap. You know what I mean? And they know everybody's complicated dap. How is that possible? Everybody's different. You know what I mean? It's like 54 different kinds of complicated daps. That's a lot of daps. I'm just saying.
It's like, damn, man, y'all taking up most of the time learning how to dap each other up and to read the playbook.
You know what I'm saying? Imagine how much shit plays you can feel if you didn't have everybody get the same with me, man. Fuck that. You know, if I even go through all that. I don't remember all that patty cake shit.
patty cake bakers, man.
You know what I'm saying? Well, they're the ones standing off.
If they start doing that shit, that shit would be hilarious, bro. They just start patty caking in the field. Like, yeah, bro, good job. Patty cake, this man.
With movements and shit. I mean, LeBron got a whole bunch of them.
They're going to be doing.
They be fixing each other's collars and shit.
What's it going to be doing for touchdowns? Is going to be line dancing in the end zone. That's what their new thing is going to be.
Oh, man, let that boy live, Charlie. Why can't that man go sing some to Blake Shelton and Pete Carolinas and this? Sweet Home Alabama. Why can't he do that?
I see what you said. I just saw it just now because I didn't know what you said. I just saw it higher than Chef and shit. All
right. So, before we get into these closing statements, man, me and my boy, we wanted to chop it up on some wrestling shit, because he has a storyline that he has questions about, and we're going to talk about it real quick before we get on to these closing statements. So, LLP, floor is yours. What you got? My boy go.
Huh?
They took him. Oh. Yeah, man. What's the storyline that you wanted to talk about in the WWE before we get into these closing statements?
Oh, it's the Usos, man. And I don't really, you know, it kind of left me now. But I'm now worried about this debt. What if you do a complicated debt with somebody that's not going to be there and they leave? You know what I mean? Do you just throw that debt away? Do you give it to somebody else? Like, I don't just I don't know why. It's hilarious.
I'm still baffled by these daps. Well, since my boy is baffled, I'm going to talk about it. Well, talk about the storyline in entirely. Well, not, you know, I mean, I ain't going to take up all day with it. But for those who don't know, this wild Samoan family, it goes back all the way to, like, the 70s, back when Rocky Johnson was dealing with the wild Samoan sister, and they made little Rocky Johnson, now known to y'all as Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. And this whole family has nothing but legends, and you can name them down the line, Yokozuna, Umaga, the list goes on and on and on of the guys that's in this family. And currently, who's running the yard are, I think they third generation wrestlers, I believe. But they're third generation wrestlers. And there's Roman Reigns, the Usos, and their little brother, Solo Sikoa. They were called the Bloodline. Now, they've been running the damn wrestling yard, so to speak, for about 3 years now. Roman Reigns has been the champion for 3 years now. over 1,000 days. Only about 3 people have done it. He is almost the one. The one meaning the only one that has been a champion for the longest period of time. That's what he's going for. But in the midst of this, he's disrespecting his cousins in the Usos.
The malevolent
king. They lost their titles. And he's like, yo, y'all got to get y'all shit together. But in the midst of disrespecting them and trying to build them up, they take offense to it and they fight back. So now it's a civil war in the bloodline. Usos versus Roman Reigns and the Usos' little brother, Solo Sikoa. So that is the pay-per-view coming up on Saturday. That is the day before my birthday. So I'm definitely going to be kicking back and watching that with my little nephews, enjoying that. That's going to be my time with my boys. But, yes, great storyline. It's been going on for a long time, and now it's coming to a head where they are fighting each other. That's how dominant they have been. There is no one else. There is no one else. They beat everyone.
They got to fight each other.
Anybody else who's left is just each other. So let the games begin. All right? So there you go.
And thank you
for
bringing me back.
That's a
the storyline that I was thinking about, that if I was in WWE creative, is what they call it, and I would definitely have The Rock coming in somehow, some way, and be able to like, nah, hey, whatever, you know what I mean? Either he could be the bring together or the
like the mediator.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Either you bring it together or pick a side. You know what I mean? And that would be interesting. That would be very interesting in my opinion. But, yeah, definitely shouts out to the wrestling fans out there. And if you tuned in, plugged in, if you kept an eye on it, if you like me, you've been a casual fan, was a diehard fan growing up, kind of moved away, then brought back in the Attitude Era. Then kind of moved away again and then brought back with AEW and WWE and the emergence of AEW, I think, definitely told WWE, hold my beer. But AEW ain't going nowhere. They bringing in New Japan. So shout out to all the wrestling fans. Definitely check out this pay-per-view. Check out all the things that those people are doing because it's entertaining as hell.
And you said one storyline that, you know what I mean, would be crazy, and that would be dope to have The Rock come through and be like, oh, chill, man, we family, you know what I mean? That would be crazy. Or he can just be like, you know, take that side or whatever. That would be a good storyline. But also a great storyline that they can go with, right, if I was a part of the creative team, as they call it. I would go the route because of the Usos and Solo Sikoa being brothers, I would go the route because I don't know if y'all know, but let me inform y'all that they are Rikishi's sons. Okay?
Yes.
So if Rikishi can just come out
too.
Of nowhere, you know what I'm saying? Rikishi comes out of nowhere, shows up and say, hey, man, y'all brothers, man, what the hell is y'all doing? And then make Solo turn on Roman Reigns, and now the Usos got their brother, and now they the new bloodline. It can go crazy.
And,
it can go
then,
either type.
And then The Rock shows up because then Roman Reigns is The Rock's cousin.
Yeah, they all, yeah, all family.
I mean,
so,
they all cousins, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I think, you know what I mean, because The Rock and Rikishi are not brothers, right? They're cousins. They're not brothers.
Yeah, they're cousins. Yeah, they're cousins.
Right. So I think
yep.
Ron, he's closer to Roman, or as far as the bloodline go, they can create it where, you know what I mean, he did back up Roman because he was in that Hobbs and Knob movie, whatever. I don't think it was called that. I can't think of the name.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw, here you go. That movie was kind of silly. How they all of a sudden moved
yeah,
to the island to fight. That shit was crazy.
Yeah,
I didn't know
right.
if you lay that down to rock.
Like,
you know
but
what I mean?
You know me, I like you know, I like everything. But yeah.
I do. It was good, but I was like, the hell y'all doing on the island fighting with homemade shit now? When y'all was just dealing with this whole dude with a whole super suit. Shit was crazy.
They got Roman Reigns in the damn thing sparing motherfuckers and don't have no damn line in the movie. Like, you ain't got one line, bro.
Yeah, right. It was crazy. But,
but yeah.
Anyway. Shit that we were
yes,
talking
but,
about
yes,
in our sure. upcoming show soon to be further under construction and created, but shit like that. We talk about
absolutely
on our mind.
Stuff you're going to be reacting to. Just crazy shit like that, man. So y'all look out for a 6LRP combination show coming real soon. We don't know what we'll be going to call it yet, but y'all stay tuned. But other than that, man, great episode, man. This was awesome. Go ahead and take these closing statements. The media man Trey dropped off, but it was awesome and great to hear from him. And hopefully we'll hear from him more in these upcoming AM shows, like he said. I'm going to hold him to that. It's great to have him out of the matrix, obviously, you know what I mean? Because that man was out of the loop. He said, what y'all say? Oh, y'all said that the other day? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, no, man, we've been talking about this for months, man. But, yeah, man, like, shout-outs to the media man, Trey. Darkness is Charlie, what you got for us, brother?
Hey, you know wrestling's fake, don't you? Don't you know it's like a...
No, really?
Soap opera sport. Don't you know what guys know that?
Yeah.
But no,
acrobatic flipping.
We went through, you know, we went through the whole defensive thing, and we picked out like, you know, what positions were the best, and we, you know, if you go back through, Giants were pretty low most of the time, right? They were third on most all positions, right? So that shows you that our roster is not as good as Philly and Dallas, which I think we all know. So we got a long way to go. Even with supposedly improvements that we made over the season, we still got a long way to go to catch up. And if you just put the quarterback in perspective, you know, Philly and Dallas definitely have better quarterback than we do. So it's going to be a hard push to move up in the division at all. Our only hope is, you know, the wild card. And with this new schedule and the teams we're facing, I think it's going to be a big, big uphill battle to do that. So, but hey, guys, great show. I'm glad you're doing the mornings on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I'll try to jump in when I can. And now I know why, Shakes, you have long shows, because LRP takes a while. So,
where's my butt?
Absolutely. You take about like 45 minutes of the show in itself, right? No doubt, man. No doubt. Darkness says, Charlie, appreciate you coming through, man. Definitely hoping to hear from you more in these future episodes as well.
Y'all see how they treat me? They're just shooting at me. The whole show just shooting at me.
That's fire.
I could take it.
Fire. Absolutely, man.
What up, Jim
awesome,
Rock?
Awesome show. Awesome show. The Rock is here. It's
yes,
The Rock. Just in time for a closing statement. You missed the festivities, but glad you showed up. What's going on, Rock?
I think he probably...
Yeah, trying to get his audio together.
Yeah.
All right. But why are you doing that? Go ahead, LRP. Give him a closing statement.
Man, them joints was tough, bro. Took some time to be able to work that out. You know what I mean? Got to work that out in the brain. Make sure that I want to say what I want to say. You know what I mean? I think before I speak. Therefore, when I deliver the speech, you always know it's unique. And it's coming from the chest. So God be blessed.
because I bless you. You know what I'm saying? So don't worry about it. I take all the time I need to say what I need to say. Say it sternly. No, David.
May take a little time, but when I get there, it's gold, goddammit. So wait.
You know what I'm saying? Say it sternly, no, David, because I am David. You know what I mean? Statue, beautiful in the flesh. That's what everybody think they say. But I'm going to tell you right now, that art is just flake, like, because I'm coming with the site. Nah, don't even get me started. See how I automatically move? I'm kind of, I ain't put together. But, man, great show. Love doing what we do, man. I love doing it with the brothers that I do it with. And I hope everybody have a good day, man. Enjoy your day off. Drive safe. Travel safe. Be kind. Don't sweat the small stuff. Educate the young. Stay away from the foolishness. You know what I mean? And that's it.
No doubt. LRP. Houston. J-Rock, you got your joint together, man? You want to say something to people?
Nah, man, I don't got nothing. But, LRP, you need to know how to insert the word pause.
Pause. He said, man, I'm too strong in my sexuality, man, for that shit.
I'm here. I say it, you know, when it, you know, it, but sometimes...
So when I feel like it's awkward, I'm like, hold up.
Sometimes, I get what you're saying, though.
Be forgetting sometimes, man. I just be talking, man. Now, hey, I do it, too. I ain't going to hold you. I be going on, and they be like, oh, you got to say pause. I be like, I don't even know where I paused that, bro, but all right. You know what I mean? Pause. Like, I was just talking, bro. I was just going. You know what I mean?
For real, man.
I don't know what I said. Bring it back up, rewind.
I'm quite cool in all aspects in that regard, so I don't be thinking about it like that. You know what I mean? But I feel you. That's it's funny.
Insert the word Paul. Insert here. You know how they got that shit? Right there. It'll be like, insert here. Yeah.
I got
put Paul. All right, J-Rock, man. Hit up J-Rock if you're trying to join that fantasy football league, man, at J-Rock_NYG, man. Up in this fantasy football, so I can bust that ass. Pause. See? Insert here. No doubt, man. Great show. appreciate the media man, Trey. Charlie, for coming through. Hopefully more will show up in the upcoming weeks. But get ready and gear up. July 11th, Skull Talk here on Blog Talk Radio. All right? We definitely going to put the playbacks on the tube. But y'all tune in here on July 11th, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. For Skull Talk, talking that Minnesota Vikings talk, all right? So y'all join us for that, man. But if you ain't tuned in by now with yesterday's episode, it was fire, it was great, man. It was a lot of interaction, man, so y'all definitely go back and check that episode out. Check out Monday's episode with the strong debate between me and E, man, broke out and shit. Mean debate out there that I had to get my apologies on, get my apologies from my boy on yesterday's episode. So you don't want to miss none of that, man. You want to go back and check all that out, man. All the content we had up there. LRPs, let me tell you, up there, man, getting over 200 views in just 2 days, Okay. All right. You know what I'm saying? I see you. All right. We thank y'all for checking that out. That is definitely a segment that I enjoy. And I'm glad that I'm not the only one, obviously, because y'all tune in. So shout out to LRP. Shouts to the Black Rock Productions. Everything that they doing with the production work with the team, man, it's fucking fire, man. It's awesome. Shakedown DMV. Be back tomorrow. Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully stink eyes and pink eyes get up out of there. But yeah, man, shout out to everybody in great health, man. Hope everybody is well. And we bring that content for y'all. But stay tuned, because I'm dropping the top 10 offensive tackles in the NFL right after this. So go ahead, like and subscribe. Join the tribe. Shakedown Media Network, YouTube. Man, we out here, man. All right? So like we always say around this time, we don't expect y'all to agree with us, but we damn sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? So don't get shook up, because we keep shit live. It's the Shakedown, rep New York Giants on that drive for five. And we're out of there. Oh, also check me out on Coach Ed Gladney's podcast, Read and Attack, okay? Read and Attack. Coach Ed Gladney, Read and Attack. Shakes Montana. An interview, got in depth with the person that I am, all right? So y'all check that out as well, man. And just take us away, LRP.
Yo, y'all just been shook up. Got that in there.
Yeah, live section. We almost got it.
almost. That was fantastic.
Absolutely.
And another one, my brother.
Already. And good night.
For real. I'm going to hit the shower and go get my daughter and start this day off where our job is done. Sweet. You know, then you go to sleep and get some rest.
That's a fact. No doubt. Peace.
Well done, well done, sir.
No doubt, man. Great show, bro. It's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. Peace.
Hey, Black Freezy, cut this little part off, bro. Like, once I said goodnight, cut that off. And say,
yeah,
we're still going, bro.
No doubt. Peace.
Don't add this, Black. I know what you did with LLP shit, man. That was good. That was classic, yo, because when you messed up on the joint,
yeah.
And then you was like, hey, yo, I'm so mad I messed up, but leave that shit there. That shit was hard. I love that shit. But don't do that shit for this one, bro. Don't do that shit for this one. Once I say goodnight, cut it off, Black. We don't need to hear about LLP taking showers and me going to sleep, all right?
Yeah, indeed. Peace. For real.
One.
Peace.